Hi everyone, it's your sometimes evil GM Josh. I wanted to give you all a heads up that we are approaching the end of Season 2 of Tales from Moxery, and thus we are looking for questions from you about it. You can send questions via email to tales@geekspective.com, via Twitter by tweeting or DMing at Geekspective, and myself at EvilDMJosh. Thanks for listening, and for the questions, on to the show!
Tales from Moxferry. The group faked possible negotiations with Ulda, but ultimately decided to just have Azriel grab the remaining prisoners and teleport away. Not wanting to have to deal with Ulda's wrath, everyone else also teleported or parkoured out of the prison. To celebrate a successful mission, the demigods headed to Mama Goomba's for an evening meal that was going swimmingly, until Hanzo the Red Dragonborn showed up and punched Brimstone square in the jaw. After defeating Hanzo, everyone was taken aback to see none other than Shalazar himself at an adjacent hibachi station.
Welcome to Tales from Moxferry. Tonight we'll be playing Godbound by Kevin Crawford. You can find this
Yay,
show.
Yay, Kevin Crawford.
Heck yeah, Kevin Crawford. Putting out more stuff.
Friend of the show.
Friend of the show.
He doesn't even know we exist.
If he did, though, he'd be our friend. I can claim whatever I want. This is the internet.
Dave has a point there. You can find me, Josh Log, at EvilDMJosh on Twitter. You can find other great shows and exclamations of facts at geekspective.com. Let's see, Brother John.
Hi, I'm Brother John. I play Trogdor, the Burninator, and he has words.
Oh, God, yes.
Dragon, alacrity, and vengeance. And you can find me. Stay tuned till the end of the episode to find out. Verbal wink.
Nice. Next up, Amber.
Hey, it's me. It's Sad Baby Amber, and I'm playing Sad Baby Milana tonight. I guess you can find me on Sad Baby Twitter. Don't go there.
You know that.
No.
Someone's
no.
taking that now.
Or yeah, no, at Sad Baby.
At Sad Baby Amber, also known as at Rocket Orca. I guess I do things on there. Play, like I said, a pixie who's a baby. Who's controlling a bunch of babies. I don't know what I'm doing, honestly, anymore. Neither does Milana. Everything's falling apart. Enjoy the show.
It'll be fine. Next up, Dave.
Oh, hey, it's me. It's Hot Shit Davey. I'm playing Hot Shit Nuek the Minotaur. He's a godbound of Endurance, Might, and Sword. And actually, we should maybe wait till we start the game, but, I just wanted to point out that we did find the Fountain of Effort, and so all of our effort is renewed. That's really cool.
Oh, yeah.
And if you want me on... Yeah, remember that? That was really cool. It was when Josh had us all muted, and he couldn't hear what we said. Twitter, Study Minotaur, do some stuff there. I think about 27 followers now.
Dang.
Shit, Amber.
Dang. Moving on up.
I know. I Jazz followed me, so that was kind of nice.
Oh, nice.
We still need to get you to that dirty 30.
Yeah, you do.
Next up, John.
I'm John. I'm playing this game. I think I'm playing Gerlach, who used to be a skulk, and now who knows what he is. And I used to kill people, but it's been so long since I've killed anyone that Gerlach doesn't really remember how.
Now he's just a church official?
Yeah, and now he is. He's... Instead of hating the Church of Pelor, he's joined the Church of Pelor, and he has words like alacrity, murder, and theft, and he's working on the new one of holiness, would be his lawful good, I think is what he's shooting for.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, yeah, that's B.
Nice. And last but not least, Chris.
Hello, my name is Chris. I play Azrael, and that is the only context in which I exist.
Yep. So, what happened last time?
I got punched, and I'm like down to 11 health. Hanzo busted in, gave me the business, more likely, and then Shalazar showed up at the bar for whatever reason.
Yeah, but there's stuff that happened before that.
Nah, that's all that happened.
We took care of the prisoner situation. Basically got out of the mimic, like the giant
by some stroke of fortune we managed to rescue them all.
Yeah.
What happened last time is I took charge in negotiating getting Gerlach's followers free by saying we'll take care of something else instead, and then they gave me a name I can't remember, and then we proceeded to try to take Gerlach's prisoners without upholding our end of the bargain, and then we had a huge long discussion about how we're gonna go ahead and do what the bargain was for, and Azrael was very vehemently like going, what's the point, and Milana just gave up. and then we went to go to Mama Gumbo's to take a break, and then Josh made a dragon man come in and punch what's his face into the ground.
I mean, retrospectively, it wasn't like, when we think about it, how many times have we gone out of our way to like negotiate something just to like fuck things up anyways intentionally? They were just like, you know, I'm just saying that's kind of our MO.
Well, in this case, the negotiation did get us to have them move the prisoners, which exposed them.
That's fair.
So
I suppose
there was some use there.
Yeah. Get them out of mimic so we can rescue them safely.
But now we don't know what to do except that.
Nah. But now you do know what to do.
You
got Hanzo here.
The other thing was,
you all used a lot of effort to get rid of Ulda, or get around Ulda.
Yeah, we did.
But that was a different scene, wasn't it?
That was a different scene, but it's the same day.
Yeah.
So if you use stuff that used for the day, it's gone.
Okay.
Because I know there are some miracles that happened.
I'm out of effort.
Yeah, I still have my effort. I haven't lost any of my effort,
I have two left.
I don't remember spending any effort.
Bye, Felicia.
Yeah, don't think girl I keep saying effort.
That's the way I handle my followers. I don't use any effort.
Everyone else. Eh.
I used all my effort to get your followers free.
I don't even know. I'm not tracking my effort.
Good idea.
You used your items effort.
Oh, I used my rewind time. I forgot about that. Yeah.
Yeah.
So you cannot be invisible right now.
Yes. That's fine. People can look at me.
How does Shalazar the Wizard look, by the way? Like, last time we saw him, he was like turning into a demon or something. I don't know. He was like, it's kind of like the way I imagine it is like the face of the puppet has fallen off and we're seeing the shit underneath come out. You know, like it's really weird looking.
It's definitely something along those lines where like there's a whole bunch of his body parts are almost like replaced with devil parts, right? So like at least half of his head is a devil's head, you know, with all the big horn and everything, but his other part is still there mostly. Maybe his whole nose is like a devil nose. His one of his legs is all devilish. One arm is, and you know,
when
maybe
you say devilish, I'm thinking of like typical devil where it's like the goat leg thing. So has he got like one goat leg just one normal?
We can do that. Yeah.
Wow.
Hanzo is on the ground with his legs crumpled.
Oh, that's
like,
right. I crumpled the poor guy.
Yeah. You were going to kill him and then didn't.
Yeah.
And that's when Shalazar walked in. And that's where we...
Yeah, I was going to kill him, but everyone wanted to talk to him or ask him stuff about stuff. And so
yeah,
because
he was like, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
As he was screaming on the ground in pain.
I think we were planning on interrogating him, but now Shalazar's here and that's kind of a bummer.
Like, I'm imagining the scenario where this guy has his crushed legs and these people are talking about interrogating him while he's just screaming bloody murder over them, too. It's like, yeah.
And that's where we are. And what do you all do? I remember it was like a stare off between Shalazar and Brimstone. That's where we left off.
Yeah. I can't remember what I said. Oh, I quoted Transformers at him. That was what I ended with. One shall stand and one shall fall, or whatever. Could finish Hanzo off. Like, I don't need to interrogate him. And I kind of want to complete my collection of That's medallions.
Right. He does have that medallion.
Can I just take it off
of him? Absolutely. Yeah, you can just take it off of him.
Yeah, I guess I could just take it off of him and put it in my pocket. Yeah, and
he is the thumb.
He's the thumb. Heck yeah. Now I got the whole collection. So can I make a wish now?
Mm-hmm. you don't have the full collection.
Can I summon the dragon?
No, you cannot. You're missing a piece.
I'm missing a piece.
You're missing the palm.
Oh, am I?
Oh,
the that's palm right. Is yeah, its own there's piece. Five, and then there's a palm piece. Who's... Yeah,
shit. That's wow. Shit. Well, maybe it's the wrist. Maybe there's actually seven pieces.
Oh,
no, that's been a thing since February 9th, 2020. Right. In my notes,
I don't keep track of time.
I know it's fine, but I have time stamps. I'd be like, no, I created this thing.
So that we don't have to go get the dragon tibia bone or whatever.
Yep. Nope, the six things. But yes, you have the thumb. Now there's just the palm.
Mm-hmm. I'm assuming that Shalazar has it, but...
Yeah, you could definitely see it.
I think the palm's standing right in front of you there. Maybe the god of theft could just take that.
I'm almost like looking at my palm, I'm like, he basically just has a giant looking square looking thing on a necklace. Not really. I'm just thinking, like, if I saw it, would I think that's a palm or just he has bad choice in, you know, accessory
weird
wear.
Jewelry. Yeah.
So I already made my cool speech. So what is everyone else doing though? Is everyone just still enjoying their Mama Gumbas and not, you know?
No, at least Azrael was whispering sweet nothings into Hanzo's ears. So he would, he transformed back into just a Power Ranger instead of a weird beast.
Okay.
I have no dog in this fight until you actually start a real fight. So,
okay, I start a real fight then. I throw a table at Shalazar.
I mean, you want to punch your arch nemesis to death right now? We can do that.
I'm still
I don't know if we're in the best shape for such things.
Yeah.
I mean, he can't.
I'm into it.
Attack behind. So.
Are you gonna say anything?
I don't know. I already said one shall stand, one shall fall earlier. So that's kind of like where we left off. I mean, what else are we going to say to each other? I mean, let's see.
Yeah.
Unless.
And then go, wait a minute.
Unless Shalazar wants to interrupt me and say, I have something to say, like a villain last speech.
Nope, I think.
I'm going to monologue now.
Exactly.
You put down that nice line, and I say you still have the initiative if you were to be in combat.
I guess I will be in. I'm reluctant to be in combat. That's so bizarre. But I will do it.
It seems so unlike you.
I will do it. I will give him a good bop on the head with my big old fist.
All right.
With my Burninator one arm.
Is it an mbop?
Mbop.
No.
Wow. Wow.
Just asking.
Wow.
Digging deep. Mm-hmm.
Let me introduce you to the Hansen brothers.
Two of them. I killed the other one.
The Hansons.
Oh my God.
Let me introduce you to the Hansons.
Oh my fucking God.
Mbop.
Zero.
Okay, now, John, I appreciate what you've done.
So I guess I'll go for...
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead and bop him. AC 2.
Mm-hmm.
That's an... Mm-hmm. That's embarrassing. So I got 8 plus 3, so 6 and 8, that's...
14 plus 2 is 16, which is not enough.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Well, I am pretty messed up. Like, I'm 11 health, so I think Brimstone goes for a swing, but, like, just fumbles over himself because he's still in a daze, maybe.
Yeah, and I think Primus Shalazar just puts up his staff and just blocks it. It's like, I don't think so. Who's next?
Is anybody else hurt?
I could try and stabby.
All right.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, breaking out those dual daggers, I guess. I rolled a natural 20.
Oh, that hits. Roll that damage.
I just pop up behind him, you know.
You use the loaded dice, right, John?
Yeah, exactly. The yellow ones are always the loaded ones. Stab him right in the middle of the back of his neck. Mm-hmm. Let's see what kind of damage I do. No, I did 4 points of damage.
You rolled a 4?
I rolled a 1 plus 3 for a 4.
So 1 point. All right. Who's next?
I'll give it a shot. Let's see. That's an 18, a nat 18.
You got it.
Plus 7 is 25. I got him. Now, let me see here. Is the thing where I do max damage auto, or do I have to put effort into that? That's a good question.
You have to put,
effort in.
I don't remember.
Oh, yeah, it's like...
Nope, it is not. Fist of Black Iron is a constant. I do not have to put effort into it.
So you do four damage?
Awesome. Yes, so I have to put effort into the... into Shattering Hand, which is the thing that auto does the max damage.
But you don't have any effort to you.
I do not have effort to do it. That is exactly the truth. So I'm just gonna roll effort, or I'm gonna roll my damage. That's I rolled a 5 plus 4 is 9.
Two damage.
That gets me 2 damage. All right. It looks like. And so yeah, I pick him up, and like slam him on the hibachi. Yeah.
Nice.
But it probably does less damage because he's part devil.
Yeah, but that's fine. I still got. As you do that, Newek, I guess I should have put it for Gerlach as well. As you've done like this damage to him, the part of his face that's human, you know, is in agony, but the devil side is just smiling. Who's next?
Oh, he's like Two-Face. Okay. Mm. Well, Two-Face Batman isn't like one side feels agony and the other one's like, haha, but you know what I mean.
Mm. Right.
I guess I can just commit effort and do my Wizard's Wrath, which my Fray die can harm worthy foes.
Mm-hmm. So go ahead and roll your Fray.
Which is a D4, right?
It's a D8.
Oh, shit. But what is game? Oh, I rolled an 8 total.
So 2 damage just from...
Just fraying. And then I think I'll try and do what I usually do, which is, you know, the one shot death. Can I scythe you, baby? Reaping Word. So I'm committing effort for the scene and I choose a target at any range. How much effort do I have? A gesture. Mm-hmm. And they have to commit effort for it. And they are allowed to do a hardiness saving throw to resist.
Oh, they commit effort to resist. Okay.
Yes.
I resisted.
Okay, that's fine.
Effort. All right.
Cool.
So your black aura comes out, and as your black aura comes out, like goes around him, it seems to incinerate, you know, burst into flames.
Nice, I say to myself.
Yeah.
Hot. That's Amber, not Milana.
Oh, and Azrael, you're the last one.
Alrighty, so I have 2 effort left. I'm going to commit one to my Body of Burning Light so that I've got my AC. Juicy 2 AC.
Mm-hmm.
And I can shoot fireballs and do all the magic light stuff. And I kind of want to flavor that as I'm going to use like the holy light to try and like exorcise the demon.
Oh,
half okay. of him. Yeah, something yeah. like that. Basically just do an attack.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I like that. Like,
I'm going to be like preaching.
Right.
May the power of the holy sun send this demon back to the pits of hell where it belongs. Also, it doesn't look so suspicious, because I'm totally, like, this is full-on Azrael mode.
Right.
So, let me roll to hit. I rolled a 19.
Oh,
so
yeah. That definitely
I got
hits.
It. And then I've got an 8 for the damage, plus my charisma is 11, so that's
so 4 points. All right, 4 points. Nice. As you're doing this, Azrael, he's like, you know, squirming about on the hibachi table, is what I view it. And yet again, his human side is just like screaming in agony, but his devil side is like almost laughing. Like it's like a screaming and a laughing sound happening at the same time.
If I were a good character, I might feel sad for him.
He sounds like he's having a good time, though. Why would
exactly.
you?
Do any of the other patrons of Mama Gumba's like react to this?
Well, now,
like,
now it is.
I mean, like this is some crazy shit.
Yeah,
and then like a full on saint like just unloaded on him. Like this all seems crazy.
Well, it is their turn now. You are correct, Dave. And yeah, they get the fuck out. Like they're screaming. Tables are flipping over.
People
your chef
plates with them.
Yeah, exactly. your chef has thrown his
to go box, please.
Right.
Has thrown their block of butter in the situation and is like, I'm done here, and runs away. It's complete chaos. Well, I need a roll for Gambo for his morale.
Right. I forgot Gambo was here too, yeah.
Oh, sweet
boy. I totally forgot about Gambo.
Gambo goes running away.
Oh, he doesn't want the sixth story?
Scampered. He scampers off New York.
Yeah, Gambo broke morale, and he's running the fuck away.
I'm surprised Gambo doesn't want to...
Gambo, you're never going to get to watch the good stories if you chicken out every 10 seconds.
I'm surprised he doesn't want to sit here and record this with his magic ears.
He rolled really bad.
Okay, fair
He's like, I'll catch up with you when you're done. And so, yeah, there's complete chaos and screaming as patrons and staff go running away. And now it's Shalazar's turn. First things first, Nuek, I need a spirit save.
Oh, boy. Yes, hit it exactly.
Oh, gosh.
My spirit is strong.
Yes, you're like, you know, holding Shalazar, and this, you kind of lock eyes with the laughing part of the devil's face, and you for a second, like, kind of pause, and you just shake it like you were... almost like in a daze, but you weren't quite sure what was going to happen.
Yeah.
For his next two attacks. Who hit him? It was everyone except for Brimstone.
Brimstone whiffed, yeah.
So everyone except for Brimstone. So his staff kind of quivers and then bursts into multiple pieces. And as you're looking around, you see that these pieces are actually like floating bubbles of blood. And they go into little points and go streaking into everyone except for Brimstone. So let's see.
Ouch.
What's everyone's AC is 2-0.
I got a big old 0.
Yeah.
My AC? What's
AC, yeah. Two. Amber's AC 2.
Oh, you don't need to know that.
Okay, hi. Milana, you 6 or 8?
8.
Okay, let's do Milana first. Definitely hit. All right, 8. And then
it wouldn't have mattered, would it?
If she was 2, she would have been fine.
Oh, good. That makes me feel good.
Missed new Gerlach. Just barely hit Nuek, and just barely missed Azrael. So two of you get hit for 1 point. Gosh darn it.
Right.
And then his last action is, so you're holding up on the hibachi, Nuek, and as you're doing that, everything just starts to get really hot. Like the hibachi grill is getting hotter and hotter, and all of a sudden it ignites into an inferno, and everyone needs to do an evasion.
This is fire damage?
It is fire damage. If you're fire, you don't need to do anything.
Okay, I'm fine then.
Yep, immune to fire.
You're immune to fire? Damn, so it's just Gerlach and Milana?
Nope.
Is that from Endurance?
Yes,
it is.
From Endurance. Cool. So just evasion from Gerlach and Milana as there's a giant fireball that explodes where the hibachi grill was.
So I have an evasion save of 10 and I rolled a 13.
Oh, yes, you're
okay. I guess.
Feeling pretty
safe.
Good.
I rolled a 2 and my evasion's 11.
Yeah, you're not going to do great. So, Milana, you'll take 4 points of damage as this fireball engulfs you. And now there's no hibachi grill. You'll take 0.
Did I take anything?
No,
I take
0. I think fed 0. Not the hibachi.
Not the hibachi.
Well, screams.
Exactly. Now it's everyone's turn.
What is everyone's health total at here?
I don't think I've taken any damage at all.
I'm at 11 out of 25.
I'm only down 1. I'm fresh as shit.
I'm at 2 health.
Out of?
16.
Okay, there we go.
That sounds... Okay. All right, well, I'm going to use the effort in my belt and heal her.
Okay. How much?
So that's 2d6 plus, I think, my level, but I can double check that.
Sounds about right. Well,
I was looking at an old paper.
I'll double check while people do other stuff.
Who else is going? So you start seeing... Whoa!
Stabby, stabby.
Stabby, stabby. AC 2.
No, I don't think I even got close. I got a 9 plus my 6 is a 15.
No, not enough.
Plus the 2 is a 17. Not even close.
All right.
All right. I'll try it here.
Okay.
Yep, I hit. Damage is...
Amber, you're going to get 13 health.
Sweet. 2 damage. Rolled a 6, got 2 damage.
Are you just hitting him with an axe, or what are you doing, Nuek?
No, I mean, I'm holding him. And so, and like, you know, the whole place is probably catching on fire at this point. But I'm okay. He's got 1 horn, I've got 2 horns. And so, like if his devil side is like the right side, or his right, my left horns like lock, and then my opposite horn just like gets him right in the human side of the head.
And as you do that, his human side of his head, you know, since you gouged him there, is just bleeding, and like that side is just like screaming in agony and pain. But his left side, or his other side, I don't know if it's left side, is just laughing now maniacally.
I guess I'll go and swing in on him too with my swing. The Hansons. Wait, what?
I said swing.
Okay. And I got a natural 20. Oh, so I hit. That's that almost fell off the table too, and it stopped at the edge of my paper, which is hanging over the edge of my desk. It's like, oh yeah, so I got a total of 10. So I guess that's four damage.
Yeah. It's good. You just give him the bop.
Give him the business, the good bop. Yeah, like Brim's. I mean, yeah, I imagine like Nuex holding him wherever he was holding him, and here comes. Ooh, I'd like to imagine this is like setting up a clothesline from in a wrestling match for Nuex.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Here he comes. Ah! And here comes Brimstone, just, you know, arm out.
Like a clothesline kick. Yeah.
Nice.
What is that?
Like the big roundhouse. Like...
What is that? That's just a. That's where you jump and you like place your body horizontally while you're midair and just slam into them, or is that
like a flying body press? Yeah.
Is that what we're talking about, Dave? I mean, I think that sounds cool.
See, I just pictured like, you know, I'm holding him and I like as I horn him and then I kind of push him.
Oh yeah.
And then you like jump and kick out one leg that catches him right in the neck.
Oh, okay, yeah. Mm. Kind of like a weird roundhouse where, yeah.
But I mean, it's your move, man. Like you, however actually, you want
I
it to
like
be.
That. I can roll with that.
Milana.
I can try to do it again. One, do my fray die, which I rolled again an 8. And good. Then once again, he must make a hardiness saving throw and commit effort. Don't forget that. Well, I guess he already committed effort for it. How does that work?
He has to do it every time. And I failed, so I will commit 2 points of effort. So... He's like, ugh, you think you have me beat, Zero? You're not even close. And he, yet again, all the points of blood that had went into everyone, I guess, hit.
No, not everyone.
The people that hit, they come, you see them like comes jabbing, like coming out of their body. And you start to see the blood rushing quickly out of their body. So everyone that got hit last turn now needs to do a fortitude, a hardiness save.
Yep, no problem.
Milana.
I'm made out of hardiness.
It's not going to be good.
Hardiness.
I rolled a natural 20.
Oh my god, you both are so good.
The sad baby made it.
Baby made it. So you both feel like your blood wants to come rushing out of you, but you're like able to, you know, with your godly might, keep that blood in.
That's
You keep those blood vessels closed.
Yeah, I guess so, yeah.
My blood is just ichor. You see it kind of come out of my eye a little bit. And I go, no, and I suck it back into my eyeball.
My blood doesn't flow very well.
That's right.
It kind of oozes.
So gross. And since he's standing now, kind of.
Red meat is high in cholesterol.
his scythe comes back together, and he tries to attack Newick twice. Your AC's 2.
Okay. He can do that.
He hits you both times. He rolled really good.
Yep.
You take 8 points of damage.
Okay.
As this scythe, you know, now looks like a flowing column of blood, you know, that kind of arches. He like spins around and is pretty much trying to cut away your grip, you could say.
Mm-hmm.
And then who's the other one?
It hurts.
Brimstone's there and Gerlach's there, so I'll split the other attacks. I nat 20'd. So Brimstone, 6 points.
6 points.
Gerlach, 1 point.
Yeah. I'm not supposed to take any damage.
That's right. And then for his last one, I think what he does is this laughing just keeps on intensifying. And as he does so, like his body starts to catch on fire. That human part of his body just starts burning away.
It's terrible.
Your guy's turn.
Okay, Brimstone, you're down to like 4.
I have 5 hit points left.
5? Oh.
Yeah.
Is anybody else down more than like 1 or 2? I know Newick is down like a good chunk.
Yeah, I'm down 9.
But
I'm still at 14, so whatevs.
Okay.
I believe Gerlach's up in our made up initiative order.
So how are
well,
you guys
yes,
I
certainly could be. Let's see, that is a 16 plus 6 is 22.
Oh yeah, that hits.
Plus 2 is a, yeah. All right, Let's see if we can do some damage this time. 1d10 plus 3. 6 plus 3 is a 9.
Whew, 2 points. All right, as you go Crunch. To as you go to stab him, Gerlach, that fire is just jumps as from your knife onto your body and starts like your all yourself starts to burn from this like never ending heat. You can give me a hardiness save. Yeah, let's do a hardiness save and then we'll see how much damage.
Hardiness is a 12 and I rolled a 7, so
7. Oh, nothing then. You're so 6 swift. Points of damage as you start burning alive.
Oh, never mind.
Not known for my hardiness. Clearly, we need to kill him more quickly.
Must kill fast.
I'm going to use an effort and heal everyone in the party for a d6 plus 3.
All right.
Plus my level.
What you get?
So,
oh, what a beautiful boy.
I rolled a 6 plus 3 is 9.
9 points for everyone.
Yes.
How many points?
9.
9? Okay,
9.
Back to full.
But that drops me down to 1 effort, which I currently have committed to my fireball. My AC thing.
I marked it down, Milana.
All right.
9 hit points back.
I'm going to try to take his scythe.
You get 9 hit points back.
I'm going to try to take his scythe away.
Okay. Go ahead, Newek. Sorry.
Yeah, can I? I'd like to try to disarm him to take his scythe.
Oh, okay. I guess you could try. Sure.
It's like a blood scythe, isn't it?
I should have tried to steal it.
It's a blood scythe.
I forgot about that.
So let's see what you roll. What are you going to do to roll?
All right. You just want an attack.
Yeah,
roll?
Let's do an attack roll. Yeah.
All right. That is a nat 18 plus 7 is just a straight 25.
Okay. He has a staff that it bursts apart into blood. So the staff has turned into a blood scythe. So 25 is really good. I'm in your might anyways. So yeah, like you have taken hold of this scythe. That's going to be weird.
When I summon it every time
yeah,
I
exactly.
want it.
So Milana and Brimstone are left.
Oh man, I really want to experience the magic of Dungeons & Dragons, but I'm a cave hermit who made an oath never to speak to other people again.
And I want to watch a classic fantasy series like Lord of the Rings or Game of Thrones, but I can't stand the sight of human faces.
Well, I want to relive the magic of make-believe, the humor of a preschool-age child, and the genuine camaraderie of nearly 10 years of friendship through only my ears, but I don't know how!
You ignorant fools! You don't even know about... Dames and Dragons!
What? But Dames and Dragons? What's that?
Dames and Dragons is a Dungeons and Dragons actual play podcast.
A podcast? So I can experience the spontaneous group storytelling of D&D without breaking my oath of solitude?
That's right.
And I can take part in a rich fantasy storyline without ever having to lay eyes on a disgusting human face?
Never again will the faces plague you.
And it has a cast of 4 female friends who make constant immature jokes as they play?
Absolutely. I would never lead you astray, my friend. Whether you love D&D or just love a good fantasy tale, Dames and Dragons is the podcast for you. Tells the story of 3 unlikely heroes who are chosen to become guardians of the goddess of their world, a floating island by the name of Estra.
By God, that sounds like something I could get into.
Sounds like something I'd love.
Sounds like something I'd make.
Well, that's just ridiculous. Dames and Dragons, updated every second Monday, wherever podcasts are sold.
I guess so. I can bop them since I took damage.
You want to go Brimstone?
Even without activating my cool gifts, sure. Like if I just normally take hit point damage, then I can just successfully hit them. But I'm just going to do that. I'm not going to use any of my effort at the moment. Might use it later. So just 1d10 to see what damage I give them. Where'd my d10 go? Where'd my good one go? Oh, here it is. I rolled a 10 plus my attack is 3, so 13, but it's only 4 points of damage.
Whew. Chunk.
Oh my gosh. What does this look like as you, in theory, kill Shalazar? I say in theory. What does this, like, this finishing... I guess, what does the
really
finishing
finish
blow
him
look
off
like?
With
that's
a 619,
better way of putting it for right now.
But I don't think I have the proper equipment to do that around here.
That would be beautiful. Would be.
Well, what do you need? Like, just something to climb on, right?
Some ring ropes.
I think, like, as...
You could do it off of a table, right? You know.
Yeah.
What's spin around a table
like
on a chair?
What move am I thinking of? Is it called a moon assault or whatever? Or like where it's like there's a backflip involved and just like some leg attack. Like I'm imagining him like
a hurricanrana
something like
sort
that.
Of thing.
Yeah, he does something really acrobatic and cool to it, I guess. I want to say he does like a freaking cool just backflip kick. Like hits him in the chin, knocks him completely backwards, you know, like, you know what I'm thinking of, Josh? Just like, he just like runs up to the front of Shalazar. Shalazar's there. And all of a sudden Brimstone does a cool freaking backflip that leads off with a front kick. So he does like a cool somersault kick, basically, in a way. I don't know how to describe it other than that. It looks really cool. Like something out of a movie from the early 2000s, late 90s action film like Mortal Kombat or something like that. I don't know. Or some Jean-Claude Van Damme movie.
I don't know. That's there you go. Yeah, and so Shalazar falls down as if he were dead.
Gurgling.
Then
laughter.
You just kind of hear like, you think it'd be that easy? Gross. And they try to get up and then they like puke
it,
icker.
Don't spray it. Bro.
And they're like, you think it would be that easy this time? Zero.
My name is Zero.
You're going to come with me.
Screams into the sky, fists thrown up.
Yeah. And as you're yelling that, you just see Shalazar burst into an expanding flame. And all of Mama Gumba's gets caught in this flame, and all of you do as well. And it's not like a slow marching fire. It's almost like an instantaneous expansion of fire. Yeah, and Mama Gumba's gets taken over. Probably a couple patrons that couldn't get out in time.
That one guy who couldn't get away from the salad bar. You just couldn't get him away.
And
he's like, I'm just gonna fill this up one more time. Like,
I just need a little bit more.
This macaroni salad is really good.
Gotta take it home. And so there's a giant explosion, and you all feel it's probably the same kind of sensation that you've all felt when you've kind of done that like dimensional travel with Brimstone before, like Pursuit of the Fury, right? You're like, you're kind of just dimensionally moving. And you get that sensation, and then you start feeling like you're falling. Because like there's pretty much like a jerk motion. Like you're supposed to be traveling in like a dimensional direction, and it's just like all of a sudden there's a jerk, and then you start falling. And what you see as you fall with Mama Gumbas around you, Mama Gumbas, exactly like the Wizard of Oz, yeah, is something that I don't know if any of you have ever seen before. It's like a weird, almost barren. Red land. It's almost like Mars, I guess, since we've been seeing that in the news lately, right? But there's constant like thunderstorms off in the distance. You see on one side of just a giant column of like black and blue energy swirling about, almost making this whole land like a donut. And you just see below, like as you're falling, like mountains to the edges of your sight. You see off in the distance a giant bronze citadel. You see all these giant roads kind of connecting these, you would assume, civilizations. You're not quite sure. And you just see below you, just as you keep on falling, like you're fairly certain you just see this swaths, like this giant swaths of devils just fighting. And now, Milana, you would know you're an Avernus.
At least we're only
the
in
first
the
circle
first.
Of hell.
Yeah. We in hell, bitches.
I would say, I feel like Azrael probably knows where we are, too.
Oh, yeah. Azrael.
Yeah. Like, taking the...
You probably passed that
like, rule. I've never been to hell. Yeah, and you're like, Milata,
that's right.
You know this. And like, Azrael's been like knee deep in ice stuff.
Involved in some of the politics of it. Yeah, like just knows things.
Azra would for sure. Yes.
Book knowledge.
Absolutely. So Azra for sure. Milana by just book. By book knowledge. You're like, I think we're and yeah, you are now free falling into the first circle
of
hell.
What are these patrons doing, Josh? Explain.
This is like a level in Overcooked. Yeah, like, so there's a hot air balloon serving people in the restaurant, and then the hot air balloon breaks, and you land into another restaurant, and then you're making sushi and tacos. Sorry, this is just a joke. That's just different for me and anybody else who might like Overcooked.
Oh, no problem.
Which is no one.
I've never seen Overcooked.
It's a game.
No,
I only know that Overcooked's
never
insane.
Never seen anybody play Overcooked.
That's right.
So yeah, y'all are free falling. The two patrons are freaking out. The salad is just going flying through the air. The salad bar is just a wreck now. No, Shalazar's not to be found. I guess a couple other things of this note from a macro as you're falling is, as I said, there's these massive roads. I guess Azra would know this. They're the Great Avernus roads. So they're mostly used to move massive. Massive armies through from the fortress off in the distance to whatever wars that would happen. Because there used to be wars with demons and devils on this first circle of hell.
Is that not a thing anymore? You said what?
There's also So for right now, there isn't. You notice that there's war happening below you, like you can see off in the distance, but it's not devils versus demons, it's devils versus
power
devils.
Vacuums.
You know, there is the peaceful lands, which are just kind of like a territory that's just kind of out there. Some of the odder things, at least for Azrael, you notice that there are almost like mini biomes now sprinkled about the plains of Avernus. They're almost, when I say mini biomes, they're like, oh, this little area, you could put like elves would maybe live there. Or this little area is just all aquatic people. Or this little area is like, they've added these little
where
biomes
will you stop?
That could sustain... Yeah, possibly. And you notice like all these little biomes, the ones that you all are kind of as you're falling, you're luckily not falling into the plains of Avernus, like this, the straight up hellish part. You're actually over one of the biomes, and this biome, it looks kind of lush. It's there's like a little mountain and a waterfall, and at the top of it there's a little temple, and below amongst the waterfall a little bit lower is a little village,
like Moxbury.
This is weird.
The biomes are not connected together. They're kind of sprinkled about this giant plain of hell. Some of them are... They are not off of the main Great Avernus Roads, most of them. Some are off of the Great Avernus Roads. Some, you know, you get off the Avernus Road and then there'd be another road to that biome.
But I think, if I remember correctly, I can't be harmed by fall damage. So...
I'm fine.
I believe I can be harmed by fall.
I believe I can
damage.
Be, yeah.
Do you have all directions as well?
Yeah, some effort would be great.
No.
Can we put a tent up and sleep?
Because all directions as one says you can navigate vertical or overhanging surfaces as blah, blah, blah. You can pass blah, blah, blah. You have an invulnerable defense against being pushed or made to fall. I don't know if this is to be made to fall, but... Actually, no. That's not fall damage. It's just I can't be pushed.
Sure, sounds like it.
Nope, I might be incorrect about that. That might just mean I can't be pushed to fall. Or, like, knocked off balance, more or less.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah, so who can like everyone's take care of fall damage?
Can we use the...
Does anybody know Featherfall?
Can we use the...
I used to know Featherfall.
I wish I could hold some of you so I could just, you know, fly with you, but I would just rip my arms right off.
I was going to say, can we use the patron at the salad bar to break our fall?
Yeah, why not?
That would be...
I mean, it could
How about
be
this?
Worse.
What if you teleport yourself? Does anybody have teleportation? Could you use physics to help you?
Sort of.
I have to teleport to sunlight.
Not anymore.
What's that?
If anybody stops looking at me, I might have to.
Basically, what you do is you can teleport so you shoot yourself up or like the opposite direction so that you change your momentum and then you teleport again to like fall softly. I've seen this in The Incredibles 2. This is what I'm basing my knowledge of physics off of.
Oh, wow.
I mean, okay. Can we say, is any of this lit by sunlight?
There is definitely some kind of light source, for sure. Specifically,
you had a character in this party probably who could only teleport to places lit by natural sunlight. I know.
Oh, there's... Oh, let natural me, sunlight.
Or, yeah, it's like natural sunlight or my own radiance. How far? I don't think it projects
well,
that
you
far.
Still are flamey. Like 60 feet.
Yeah.
Well,
it's all about timing then, right?
May I fashion an improvised parachute out of a tablecloth?
Okay. Sure, you could try. You can roll
if you wanted me to do
that'd
that.
Be intelligence,
like,
right?
Like, just see if Brimstone would be smart enough to like do something like that. I'd have to pass an 8.
Yep.
And I got an 18. So he got the tablecloth. I
all
feel
right.
Like I'd still have to do
somehow,
something to like
yeah, you tell
time
me.
This right or something. If you want me to roll while everyone's figuring it. Everyone
you can tie
this.
It around your ankles, like one corner of the tablecloth around each ankle,
yeah.
And then hold the other corners.
Like a shinobi or something. Like, wah.
Yeah, yeah.
Sure, I could do that. Yeah. Everyone else have a game plan for this, or...?
No.
No, I've...
I'm gonna...
sounds
I'm
like Gerlach
nothing.
And Newak.
I really have nothing either.
I have no effort. I have no, like... Gerlach and Newak are just going to like hold hands and Thelma and Louise this thing.
Well, I mean, I have effort. So if there's a save involved at the end to absorb some like rolling damage, I could do
actually,
that.
Actually,
how much effort do you have?
Let me
to?
Look at.
I got all my effort.
I was going to say under alacrity.
Yeah,
but I don't even see anything.
You
can
be a miracle something.
I mean, if everybody was to stop looking at me, I could teleport. But at the same time, I don't know that, I mean, it depends on, do I come out with the same momentum I went in with the teleported? I don't know.
You teleport yourself going the opposite direction. So you fall like you're going up, like you just jumped up. And then you teleport again slowly until you slow yourself down.
I was going to say you could actually, well, this would only work for Gerlach's case. If you miracle the mist on the water with alacrity, you can't affect, what was it, mist on the water, it basically is, until the end of your turn, you may ignore all solid matter as with your movement, provided you end up in a location you can physically occupy. So, theoretically, you just dash to the ground.
Fall until I find a cave?
I guess. You're basically just dashing and moving to another place. I mean, it doesn't say that you're teleporting.
So, actually, there's specific wording on if you end your turn in a solid object. Mm-hmm. You're popped out harmlessly.
Yeah.
And so, like, you basically, you're just going intangible.
Mm-hmm.
You time it right. You go intangible as you hit the ground, and then you pop back up on the surface.
Yeah.
It's like, boop-bink.
Yeah, that sounds, that's, how much does it take to make a miracle happen?
One effort, and then another. Thing you're miracling requires an effort, that'll
two
be another effort. So you'll use two effort.
Alacrity literally has a teleport where you can.
And then there was Newak.
Anywhere you can see.
Yeah, that one too works too. Flickering advance.
And it even specifies if you're at a high elevation. Typically, it's 3 miles normally. Mm-hmm. That's like the baseline. But if you're at a high elevation, it can be like up to 10 times that. So you could teleport 30 miles.
Yeah, it's. Flickering advance is pretty neat. Some of these alacrity things are super neat, but like.
And then I do think that Brimstone, there is an argument to be made that you were made to fall. You were not pushed into this even. So like, did you even have to roll? I don't know.
Yeah.
Like you didn't choose to be.
I think Brimstone would do this anyway, because it's cool.
Newak, why don't you just hitch a ride? Just grab the Brimmy boy.
Do what I'm doing, Newak. We'll just make you a bigger one for you. We'll take two triple claws.
You could like
yeah, this is gonna be hilarious.
You could just hold onto his chest like a front baby swaddle thing.
Okay.
With just your arms and legs wrapped around.
I'm twice his size.
Yeah. I don't know if you're twice his size. Really you're like 8 feet tall and Brimstone's like 6.
I mean, okay, fine.
I've never
but he weighs
this,
so
but
much
can't
more.
You like bestow miracles onto others too? Like, I don't know. Like, as a temporary thing?
There are There are some miracles you can, like, expand the range of a gift. Oh,
so what are we falling on top of? Let me ask that.
So it looks like right now you're kind of lined up with a biome that looks kind of temperate, or I think temperate would be. It's like, it's you know, it's like green and lush, and there's like a, it's like there's a small little mountain with a waterfall coming off it. On top of the small mountain is a temple, and below it there's a little village.
I think I'll just angle for the pond.
Okay.
Well, I guess, let me ask it this way. If I was to take my cloak and pull it up so people can't see me, can I use my regular 100-foot move from one place to another? Like, pull up into my own shadow, basically. Although it doesn't say it has to be a shadow, but I've been playing it like it was darkness.
I like the idea that he tucks himself into, like, a little shadow cannonball and teleports.
Ta-da! That's
pretty cool.
I think someone could use a miracle to broaden a gift to include party members. I think that's totally possible.
If you're,
miracles are really broad and, like,
seems fine.
If you're okay,
What if I grab Newick and pull him into my cloak?
I was gonna say, if you're fine with that, I could also do my last minute teleport with Newick. It is an
your teleport
to do.
Effort thing.
I don't have enough effort.
So it's only person I could do it then would be Gerlach, because he can miracle his just ball make sure of void eyes. Teleportation.
I can miracle something to take care of Newak. I have all my effort. Yeah, I have 4 effort available at the moment. So I think I'm Brimstone, after realizing how, while his ninja shinobi idea is super cool, Newak is seeming a little concerned about the situation, which, fair enough. I'm going to miracle Terror of the Skies from my dragon word, which is, you have wings. Yes. And can fly at twice your normal ground movement rate when allowed uninterrupted flight over long distances. You can travel up to 100 miles an hour. You are sufficiently maneuverable to hover or perform other intricate aerial
That's
maneuvers
cool
if needed. So you see, like, Brimstone just, like, pop wings. Brimstone's like, I got this. Mm-hmm. And since I already have Sinews of the Serpent, which allow me to do incredible strong feats, I'm pretty sure it's within reason that he can carry Newak while flying.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So, like,
absolutely.
So it's like I'm like a backpack of wings for you, Newak.
Holy shit.
Think about it.
Yeah, you're a jetpack.
Yeah, I'm like a jetpack.
That's awesome.
It's super cool. So I'm going to have to use one effort for the day, I guess, for that, or... Because it doesn't say I have to commit effort. It's a constant thing, too. So.
One effort for the day for the miracle, and
so
then...
it's just one. Yeah.
Oh, okay. So,
boy,
then,
that's,
yeah,
that,
you just
that's,
create
that's
one
a,
effort to sprout
that's
wings.
A cheap miracle. That's nice.
Yeah. Well, normally it's supposed to be a constant, but, like, I didn't pick it, so it's just whatever. I can just use one for the day to pop
it's
some
for now,
wings,
yeah.
I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Until end of scene or whatever.
Well, it doesn't say till end of scene, and if I'm committing effort for the day, then I guess I would have them for the whole day, wouldn't I? There's just no time limit on this. It says you have wings and can fly at twice your normal ground movement rate
for the
when
miracle.
Allowed uninterrupted flight, and it doesn't say until end of scene or whatever, and it's normally a constant. Okay.
Mm-hmm. It'll be good enough for, you know, what needs to be done at the moment. So you all, so Milan flies down.
I could even carry Gerlach if I wanted to.
Grows wings and carries Newick down.
Can you carry me?
I would like that.
That's right.
Can
Let
you
the
carry
what he wants
us?
To do.
I could carry
can
you
we all.
All
hang on to you?
I literally could. Actually, you know what? I could. Oh my God. I just realized this. So Sinews of the Serpent. Let me go into this, Josh. And I'm going to. This is so silly now that I think about it. You have tremendous physical might while. And while it is not precise enough to be relevant in normal attacks, you can smash through stone construction as many feet thick as you have character levels, crush wooden structures, carry weights no heavier than a small ship, and otherwise perform feats of draconic strength. Could I Superman this building down? Like, could I just, like... Yeah, like Brimstone just gets underneath of it.
Oh,
and, like,
yeah, you probably
slowly
could.
Slowly descends the fall. I gotta save Mama Gumbas.
Like we all get inside the building, and then you just bring the building down.
And that's my miracle.
Oh my god!
Okay,
yep.
Finally, it took a while.
There
for
we go.
Us to figure
we
this
got.
Out,
we got there.
Yeah.
That's fine. Absolutely. So
well,
where do you land
pond.
This
like
restaurant
close to where we were falling? If there's a clear space where there's not war going immediately on us upon us.
Yeah. There's open space in the biome.
Does this
and
biome
the
look
biome
friendly
that you're
to me?
Directly over to? Yeah, probably. Well, good enough
I,
right
I
now
guess I'll
for
land
the
close
task.
To the biome.
For the...
I don't know. So everybody can figure out what we should All do right. next, I guess.
That's right. So, yes, you land this Mama Gumbas. And, it's very weird to be in hell. By this luscious biome. And as you, like, I think as you land this, you see some people kind of like leave their build or their buildings or or houses or whatever you want to call them from this biome. Okay. I don't know if you're on the edge of it. Some of them like look out and they're people that are all wearing gray masks. And they look at you, and they're all human. Yeah, they're all humanoid form. They kind of peer out, and
I kind of wave at them to see what they do.
Or
I'm like,
hide back.
Nothing. No reaction.
You better run away.
They hide themselves.
I don't know. I guess, and then I don't know. Whatever. Now what, gang? We're in hell. I guess.
Guess we live here now. It's time to take over hell. Crack, crack.
We live on Mars now.
I mean, taking over hell is not the worst project I've ever heard of.
Exactly.
It sounds like
we are.
I
evil.
Look up. There's a hole up there still.
So yeah, what you see when you look up? So it's like, you know, kind of stormy skies, all that kind of stuff. And so, you know, there's this general.
Did we fall into an actual
red
hole,
light emanating from the sky?
Or did we fall through a magical portal? I look at the camera and break the fourth wall.
However, you fell through a magical portal. However, the thing that kind of brings your interest though is that weird column of black and blue energy in the middle, Walana. Like that is, I think, especially with your knowledges, you know that is not natural for the planes of
that
hell.
That is an aberrant
you're like,
tube
that's
of light.
Not. Not it doesn't really emanate a lot of light. Go ahead and roll like intelligence
this,
or wisdom.
How did you describe this thing, Josh?
Shit, it's like a giant column,
almost like a cyclone
kinda
tornado,
like, kind
of
twisting
almost.
A little. Almost, but it's more cylindrical. It's not as tapered. Okay, so definitely beat it. So I think it's definitely like one of those camera moments where you're almost looking through, you know, your nothingness of your eye to absorb some aura and like seeing this kind of far off, right, into this cyclone. And you gather that cyclone is like some kind
of
vortex of teleportation energy.
And this is a portal that spews out a bunch of peoples.
Are you making a joke?
No, I'm just thinking
they call
what's in my mind.
Josh doesn't watch.
What'd they call that in Planet Hulk, Amber?
It's called the Devil's Asshole.
Yeah. The Devil's Anus.
The Devil's Anus. Yeah. I look at the camera and say, it's Josh, the Devil's Anus.
Josh doesn't.
On the Grand
I mean, that actually fits really well, though.
Yeah.
Because it's the Plane of Devils. I'll take it.
Yeah.
Look,
yeah.
Now, see, you guys, I'm all relevant now.
Thor
I've
Ragnarok.
Watched all these
from
movies.
What's it from?
Yeah.
I don't think a place is called Planet Hulk, though.
No, it's not. That. It's called, like, something with an S, I think. That's the Devil's Anus. From which we probably were shattered out of. Potentially. Probably.
Cool.
Potentially.
Probably. So do we crawl
back? We have to crawl back through the Devil's Anus. The problem is, though, we might not know where we come out at.
Well, hopefully out of the Devil's
we
Anus.
We could come out into a different level of hell. We could come out into space, probably. Where's Shalazar? Is he dead?
He ain't here.
Did Didn't I kill him? He failed.
You don't know where Shalazar is.
To save himself.
Do I still have the blood? The blood scythe.
You notice it's gone. But if you want to try to summon it, it'll probably show up.
Constantly dick with Shalazar.
Yep. There's the blood scythe.
In my hand, it's more like a sickle. But yeah.
For getting them crops, yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. Mm-hmm.
With my blood.
I'm here to help you with your crops.
Should we like knock on the biome people? Is it the biome people, or should we just head straight to the teleporting doomhole tower?
We got to see what's going on here.
Whichever. The teleport doomhole, the devil's asshole is miles away. You all are like looking at the biome and Nuek's playing around with a few blood sickle, and that's where we'll leave it for break.
Thanks for listening to Tales from Moxbury. If you dig what you heard, leave a review, and more importantly, tell your friends. That is the best way to help us out. If you'd like to help out even more, become a patron at patreon.com/geekspective. If you'd like to see how it's all made, join Josh every Sunday at 8:30 p.m. EST on the Geekspective Twitch channel for GM Prep. You can catch a live stream of Tales from Moxbury every other Saturday on the Geekspective Twitch channel at 6 p.m. EST. I want to thank Rudy Basso for editing the podcast and for making the opening recap. If you need someone to edit your podcast, you can find him on Twitter at Rudy Basso. I also want to thank Rob Anderson for making the kick-ass theme music. If you want him to make you some music, you can find him on Twitter at Potentially Rob. Thanks for listening. Catch you in 2 weeks or less.